The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hi there, and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in the country's expansive property industry. We are zoning into the hot topic of property scams on the latest podcast, specifically scams in the residential property market that South Africans need to be alert to. Our guest on this latest pod is Jackie Smith, head of Buyers Trust, to share insights on the issue. Jackie is uniquely qualified to speak on the topic because of her cybersecurity experience with Buyers Trust and the government-led First Home Finance Housing Subsidy, previously known as FLISP. She says there's been an increasing percentage of residents that are falling victims, in particular to fake government housing scams. To talk about this and share more insights into other scams in the sector, Jackie, a very warm welcome to the Property Pod.
Thanks for having me, Suren.
Before we talk about scams in the residential property market, can you share a little bit about yourself and your experience in the cybersecurity realm and Buyers Trust? How did you become a head of Buyers Trust? Because I understand you have some experience with First Home Finance as well.
Yeah, so Buyers Trust is a subsidiary of the Uber Group, and Uber Group focuses primarily on home loan origination and insurance. And what Buyers Trust does is offer an alternative solution to home buyers for the investment of their housing deposit. So ordinarily, what you will find in the market is that you can place your deposit either with the estate agent in their trust account or with the transferring attorney's trust account. But we are saying to home buyers that you have choice. And what we have placed in the market is to allow you to earn a much better interest rate on your investment, and then also for you to have full transparency of your money and, you know, get a free guarantee that can be issued to attorneys. So what we do as Uber is also to assist people, not just through the investment of their deposits, but with the first-time home buyer subsidy, which, you, as you've mentioned correctly, is FLISP. However, previously known as FLISP. So we have been very instrumental in implementing with the National Housing Finance Corporation a process where people or new home buyers, first-time home buyers, can pre-qualify for the subsidy as opposed to going through a whole application process, waiting 6 months, maybe 2 years back, only to be told that you are not eligible for the subsidy. So in conjunction and partnership with them and the National Housing Finance Corporation, we then introduced this particular process.
Zoning into the issue of scams, obviously scams, you talked in your latest release about scams targeting the lower end of the market, as it were, the government housing side. But property scams are a big thing. Even rich people get scammed, even through some legitimate property estate agencies. There's been a number of issues where even estate agents are reiterating their bank accounts, and, you know, they found there's a lot of that happening in the market. But of course, scams are a thing not just affecting the property sector, it affects various sectors, crypto scams and that sort of thing. But can you share some insight into some of the latest scams that are doing the rounds, particularly in this residential property and housing market?
Yeah, you've raised some very interesting points in your comment. Scams can affect anybody. You know, you obviously get what we call your vulnerable sector, which is the lower income earners. And then you also have your middle to upper income earners, where they too can be affected. So what we're looking at in, let's say, the middle to higher income is where it's called phishing scams, right? So this is where there's impersonation and they are then asked to pay money into either the estate agent's trust account or into an attorney's trust account, and then only to realize afterwards that the account number that was being that they paid the money into was actually a false account number. So what we're finding is that by the time they realize that they've been phished, their money's gone. Now, a company or a platform like BuyStress, where we advocate eliminate the third party, place the money in your own name, and then issue a guarantee, are the types of things that can protect you against phishing. But to come back to your point around the types of scams, right? So let's talk about the vulnerable market. Let's talk about the sector that where it's so hard for these people just to be able to afford a home or to build up a deposit for a home. So what we're finding is that ultimately there are two types of subsidies that you can qualify for. Number one, that is the what we call the breaking new ground subsidy, and that is for earners that up to 3,500 rand per month. Then you have what's called the gap housing subsidy, in which the first home finance is that subsidy where you're earning between 3,500 and 22,000 rand per month. So you then can qualify based on obviously whether you meet the government's criteria for those types of subsidies. Now, when you are dealing with those types of subsidies, specifically in the breaking new ground, let's call it BNG, right? So in that BNG sector, people are so desperate for housing that they would do anything to just try and get to the front of the queue. And what we're finding is that perpetrators are targeting those vulnerable people. So they're looking for them on social media or wherever, you know, trying to assess, you know, even doing phishing on them, right? Saying to them, listen, we are from the government housing department or we are from this company. In order for you to go and move up in the queue, you need to pay a particular fee. Maybe it's a holding fee or whatever it is, but this will get you to jump the queue. Now, that already is a red flag. So when you are asked to pay anything, even if it's just for an assistance with the application or if it's to move up in a queue by any government organization, that should be a red flag for you.
What are some of the other red flags that you need to be cognizant of when spotting a scam? Because obviously, you know, the lower end of the market is almost like an easy target. You talk about desperation, but there are various options, whether it's cold calling through social media. A lot of it is also through networks, you know, in the community where people may even canvass people to say, you know, this is a new housing project coming up, get into the queue, and that's when that scam comes into play.
Absolutely correct. That is a big red flag. So, yeah, there are people that do good, and we have to acknowledge that, right? But again, I say the minute you are asked to pay for anything, that's when the red flag needs to go up. So whether it's a community worker, whether it is a government employee or someone that's representing themselves as a government employee, the types of things you're going to need to look out for is look at the communication style, right? Check if it's on an official letterhead. Look for spelling mistakes. You know, the government doesn't say, "Hi, Shireen, you know, hope you're well." You've got to look for what seems just out of place for you. And so it's the use of informal language. It's just suspicious looking email addresses or cell phone numbers. And yeah, the language used. But we always say to home buyers, you need to educate yourself. Okay, we understand the need for housing in South Africa. We are constantly looking for ways in to protect specifically the first time home buyers. But it is on you to take the necessary precautions, read before you sign anything, double check banking details before you pay anything. And yeah, just put your barriers up. It's great to move to the front of the queue, but let's try and get you to the front of the queue legitimately.
And just speaking on trends, is it becoming a much bigger issue, this whole scamming thing nationally, or is it being controlled now with more awareness, not just through buyer's trust, but even government institutions probably are warning people about such issues that could affect them?
Yeah, it is definitely noticeable nationally. It's not isolated to one particular area. We know of the development that's up in Kraaifontein in the Western Cape, Marula Housing Scheme, where something like this has happened, where people were getting SMSs through social media to pay these deposits just to be able to qualify for a BNG housing subsidy. But it's not isolated to one particular province. It is definitely national, and we've seen not only the National Housing Finance Corporation, but also the Department of Human Settlements speaking about this and saying to potential home buyers that you need to be aware that this is happening out there. So I can't just point out one area specifically on a trend basis, and based on where we're sitting, we're seeing it happen all over South Africa.
And I thought about this just within the context of South Africa being in the on the grey list. How does these things would impact, you know, like the property sector has been highlighted as the one of the areas, whether it's the law fraternity that been slow to get South Africa off the grey list. We've reported about this before. Do you have some insight into that and, you know, possibly how these sort of issues come into play? Because if there's additional corruption or scams in an industry, that will lead to, you know, not just government, but international institutions being cautious about certain industries. And obviously that could impact South Africa being on the grey list going forward.
We have seen that with institutions like the Legal Practice Council and the Property Practitioners Authority taking or implementing more stringent rules on the practitioners to, you know, to implement the right processes that will aid the industry. So, yeah, it's not just on the home buyers or the scammers, it's also on the industry players to try and firm up what they are doing in terms of FICA, in terms of all sorts of processes that will make the industry come across as being more proactive and reliable and can actually elevate our status in terms of the property sector. So we've seen institutions, government institutions, actually stepping up and saying, okay, we need to change the act for this particular reason because we've seen an increase in fraudulent activity. So you have to acknowledge both institutions like the PPRA as well as the LPC in terms of trying to step up and kind of clean up the industry.
Thanks for that, Jackie. Before you go, anything else worth highlighting on this issue?
Make sure that you're dealing with reputable people. We understand the importance of housing. We understand the importance of keeping your money safe. And we understand the importance of choice. We have to educate home buyers, Shireen, that they've got choice. Don't just be influenced with what's put in front of you. Make sure that you read the documents. Make sure that you engage with a company like Buyers Trust, where you have got the right to sort of control your money. You've got transparency of your money because we understand the importance of keeping your money safe. So use reputable companies. And yeah, just don't just put your name on the dotted line. Do the homework, read, and protect yourself.
Well, we are in the virtual age where you can search in almost anything on the internet. And while there is also scams on the internet, you can double check, like you use social media. A Google search could help on that front as well. Jackie, I appreciate your time on the podcast today. That was Jackie Smith, head of Buyers Trust.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.